Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Hey, it's Zuko and Kayla from The Wake Up Call. Enjoy your podcast, and when you're done, don't forget about us. We have a radio show. We try to bring a smile to your face every morning.
We also talk to some of the hottest country stars of today, and we like to share some good news with That's What I Like.
Because Lord knows that's hard to find. When you're done podcasting your podcast, listen to us at 92.3 WCOL.
Set your preset on your radio right now, and don't forget you can listen to us online on the iHeartRadio app.
Hey! Who is that? Welcome to the official Masked Singer podcast. A production of iHeartRadio and Fox, executive produced by KT Studios.
We are in the presence of greatness right here.
We are the one, the only official podcast for the Masked Singer. You know what time it is, man. America's number one show and the biggest best mystery game on TV.
Who is that?
The Masked Singers came out swinging tonight in the Group A semifinals. That's right, all four contestants were tops, and they brought their A game. Of course, it's your host, Bow Wow, a.k.a. The Frog, and you know who I got in the house with me, my brother from another mother. Brian Strickland is in the building.
Steaming hot.
And that's right, my celebrity insider, he's going to tell us everything. We have the one and only Chili Pepper, that's right, a.k.a. Natasha Bedingfield will be in the building. It's a packed show,
yes,
and of course,
yes.
Let them know who else we got in the building. Brian, let them know.
We got our guest panelists from this evening, the great Will.i.am.
Salute, yeah. King.
Chillin', bro.
How you doing, man?
Aw, oh, man.
Can't wait to chop it up with Will. Have you met Will? Of course you met Will.i.am.
I did, and he was an absolute delight. I think I said this before, but I love any man that can pair a blazer with soccer shorts. He and Nicole are really, really good friends. They were doing TikToks behind the scenes.
Yes.
I loved him. I never met him before.
Listen, man, a lot of spoilers. We're about to leak. If you don't want to know everything, I suggest you just turn it down and then turn the volume back up.
Who is that?
You know what time it is. We got a lot to discuss, a lot of things to talk about. Brian, let's go ahead and dive right into it.
We saw two eliminated singers.
Two.
The double elimination, Jester and Chili Pepper.
Jester.
Oh, man.
Audience, say it with me.
Take it off.
Punk rock.
Johnny freaking Rotten.
Johnny Rotten right here, Will.i.am.
Wow.
We've only got one life, and we must explore all the possibilities and be limited by no one for no reason.
True punk rock, baby. The second singer unmasking is Pepper. Oh. You guys make some noise for Pepper.
That means Bull and Skunk. You will be battling it out for the title of Group A champion in 2 weeks.
We get to read your first impression guesses. So for Jester...
Oh, I'm so nervous. Go ahead and read it.
Get him to the Greek star, Russell Brand.
Yes.
Not bad, British.
That was not bad at all.
That was good. Everyone online weirdly thought it was Jack Black. Let me see who you said for Chili Pepper. Nicole got it right.
Your first impression guest for Pepper was Natasha Bedingfield.
I don't know if y'all remember, there was a Hollywood sign in the clue package too, because Unwritten was on the hills.
Oh.
That's got to be my girl, Natasha Bedingfield.
All right.
Okay.
So she's now tied with Ken for 1 point each for that Golden Ear trophy. Let's see who you said. Oh. You got this one right.
Remember when I hummed the song?
I'd written. Somebody was a Hills fan.
Hey, don't tell all my business, Brian. You know, I could have been.
You could.
I mean, the song only has 102 million views on YouTube. Mars has heard that record.
I can't tell you how many times I've rolled down the windows, turned down the sunroof, and blared that, pretending I was Lauren Conrad at the beginning of The Hills. It's an iconic song. It's so good. It's so good.
Who is that?
All right, Brian, let's go ahead and dive into the show. Let's start up with Bull, man. Rain on Me.
Ariana Grande and Lady Gaga.
Wow. Yes. The Bull has done it again.
How about the dance moves? You must have my old trainer. That frog drip and swag is floating around the studio somewhere, man.
I mean,
incredible dancing, which is so hard to do in that costume, I'm sure it is, with the bull head and the horns.
That was pure talent. That was natural up there, my dude.
Yeah.
By the way, is it real that you're that worried about your competition?
Every single time.
Wow.
Yeah.
When you don't know who the other person is under the mask and you're backstage and hearing them warm up, you are always thinking that. But also think this, for future celebrities coming to the show, while you're thinking that, don't think that the other contestants aren't thinking the same thing about you.
That is a good point.
So, Bull, understand this, my brother. When you're back there singing, let's not think that Skunk and everyone else is not feeling a little nervous.
Absolutely. And that ring clue, that's what got Ken to Billy Porter.
Right.
Well, we have more in common than you think. Does that ring a bell?
Oh!
So he knows you.
You, him, and a ring.
Me, him, and a ring.
Maybe the rings is like, you know, Billy Porter was on the New Year's Eve show and he was ringing in the New Year. Metaphor.
Okay.
So I'm thinking Billy Porter. Yes.
Okay.
And Nicole had a lot of good guesses. She mentioned Usher, Jason Derulo, and Neo, all three triple threats.
And also used to being a solo performer, so that killed the whole band thing.
Exactly.
Big shout out to Bull one more time, man. Definitely does his thing. One of my favorites, and I have Bull going all the way to the finals.
Yep.
That's just me. I could be wrong.
If I were unmasked, I would definitely be devastated because I so desperately want to get into the Group A finals.
Wait, before we keep going, Brian, you know what time it is, right?
What time is it?
You don't know what time it is. It's time for an exclusive clue. Miss Maskey is about to go ahead and deliver us some information.
Oh, Miss Maskey.
We learned Bull may be from Cooperstown, but also has a connection to the Windy City. This front runner has a lot of slashes on his resume. Even performing on Broadway, singing and dancing, very pretty.
All right, Miss Mask, we appreciate that. Coming in there, dropping some gems on us.
It's interesting what she said, you know, Bull may be from Cooperstown, but it also has a connection to the Windy City. So there's
Correct.
A Chicago thing there. You know who I was thinking of, and this name comes up later on. I think the podcast listeners like this sort of thing. Who does have a connection to the Windy City, Chicago, who is in Chicago and can do all of the singing and dancing that Bull has done is Taye Diggs.
Oh!
In any world could this be Taye Diggs.
I like that. Moving on to Skunk. She sung At Last.
The Etta James song, that's not an easy song to sing.
Standing up on the desk.
Oh, I get so, like, when you sing, I hang on to your every note. I can't wait for the next phrase. And I can't get enough of your voice. Thank you.
And I can tell she wants it.
Yes.
I can just hear it in her voice. I can tell she wants to win this thing.
So, Bao, you said you were going to tell us who you think Skunk is.
Yes.
You seem pretty determined and pretty confident about your guess.
I know who this person is.
Okay.
I paid attention to all the clues. You know what I'm saying? My eyes are open. My ears are open. I'm focused. I've been listening to this R&B singer for years. She was Bad Boy affiliated. The bad woman. Bad woman. So you know where I'm going with this. It's none other than Faith Evans. That's my guess.
Okay.
The clues just hit too home to me.
Yep.
When she was like in the ballroom masquerade thingy in her clue package, I saw somebody that resembled Biggie Smalls with the top hat with the cane.
Mm.
She mentioned that she lost somebody. She wished that she could give that last hug to or say something to. That's Biggie.
Mm.
And I'm sticking with it. That's what it is. It's the Bad Boy Queen, Faith Evans. I know I'm right with this guess.
Well, you and Robin Thicke.
I feel like I know this voice. The reason is because I believe I sang a duet with her on one of my albums, and I think this is Faith Evans.
Online, though, everyone seems to be split between Mary J. Blige and Faith Evans.
Okay, listen, it's Faith Evans, okay? And listen, now, my guessing is not Brian's guessing, all right? So I want to make sure they know, like, well, Bow, he's confirming it. No, I don't, once again, Bow doesn't get a cheat sheet.
No.
I don't get a chance to walk around the Fox Studios.
He gets nothing.
Just let it be known, I have not been to the Fox Studios since season 3. Okay, just so they know. I'm guessing no different than you all that are listening as fans.
Yes.
I'm a fan of the show. You know, I was a part of it, and I'm a part of the family. I'm still a fan of the show. And honestly, that's what helps me with the podcast, me not knowing, because I represent you guys. Yeah. I represent the listeners. I don't know nothing. And that's why I guess everything. But this is a correct guess. I know music. I know R&B. I know what Faith Evans sounds like, and I'm sticking with it. And that's just what it is.
Yes.
I just can't wait to see how far she goes.
Well, only one of them can make it to the finals.
It's making me rethink some things. I need more passion. I need more emotion. I need more soul, honey. We gotta win this thing.
This is too tough, man.
When you have people like Pepper going home this early on.
Oh, my gosh.
It's really, really competitive.
I don't know what she's going to bring out next week. She might bring out one of these ballots.
Yes.
And just serve it. I just have a feeling, man, that she is not coming to mess around with bull. She's not about to bull BS. She's not bulling around.
She's going to grab the bull by the horn.
Every time I think I got me a good one, Brian just tops it. I really think that you're a rapper. You're like MCB or something. There's a rapper in you somewhere, bro. And I'm going to find it. Before we end this season's podcast, he's going to rap for us. I really think Brian is a rapper.
Ty Dolla Sign's got a lot to worry about.
Who is that?
Let's do it, I guess, tonight. Really spicy. Listen, you hear her singing right now? Listen, it doesn't even matter. She's still going, man. That's what I like.
Yeah.
And it's live.
Oh, yeah.
It's live. And she sounds exactly how she sounded tonight. That's what I like. That's how you know you can really, really sing, okay? Tonight's guest, definitely one of my favorites. I had her going all the way.
A lot of people did.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm talking about Grammy-nominated singer, songwriter, and mom superstar Natasha Bedingfield is here.
Pepper.
Yeah.
Pocket full of sunshine.
What's going on, Natasha?
Thank you so much.
I was so mad.
Yes.
I had Pepper going to the final, so I was devastated. But let's go ahead and talk about the Take It Off buzzer.
Yeah!
No!
Oh, let's go!
No!
Yes.
No!
Pepper, say no!
The Take It Off buzzer.
Ken!
That's it.
No!
Take it off!
Don't do
take
it!
It. I
got
you!
Ken!
Take it off!
Are you really going to hit it?
Are you nervous when the Take It Off buzzer came out? Like, oh my goodness, he's gonna guess me. Or were you like, eh, it's Ken guessing. I might still have a chance to survive here.
The person I was trying to trick was Nicole.
Your performances were crushing it, like jaw-dropping.
Yes.
Thank you. I just want people to feel something. Every time I got on stage, I could feel her looking at me. We're really close, and I could just feel her, like, knowing that it was me.
Right. We gotta stop bringing people on the show who are, like, friends.
We just go way back.
Yeah.
We're both fans of each other.
Is there an advantage when you come in as the wild card?
You know, you don't really meet any of the other characters.
Right.
You know, so you're kind of focusing on trying to learn your song and get used to singing in the suit. As I've watched it back, I do feel like Bull stepped his game up in a big way. Like, I was just guessing that maybe he was trying to hide his identity. Then he's like, kid, I got to actually, like, just really sing. That next show was just incredible. I had heard him singing in the dressing room.
Mm-hmm.
He was kind of next to me, and I was like, shh, oh, man, okay, he might win it. I was like, that's a good singer.
Do you have any idea who he is? You can tell us.
Bull is very sporty, and I almost thought he was like a sports star. He just feels like he can do all those moves really well.
That's never ever happened on this stage before. You did a kick, and you almost kicked one of your horns off.
I never seen no bull do no back kick a hoof up.
Football players do dance in the end zone when they score a touchdown.
Yeah, Victor Cruz or somebody.
Yeah, a little salsa dancing and all of that.
I know, it was amazing. I thought he was like a boy band guy at first, and then came out with these amazing riffs and stuff. And I met the Skunk. She's really tall. That's one thing I will say.
Was this probably the most difficult thing that you've done?
Well, it is. Getting used to singing in a mask is quite hard because we rely a lot on our facial expressions. And
true.
And then I was like, are people going to know I'm English if I use my English accent? So then I had to work on an accent.
Right.
I had to work on the costume fittings and just trying to move in it. I move a lot on stage. Like I channel Dinah Ross when I'm on stage or mm-hmm. Tina Turner. Like I'm trying mm-hmm. to move. And then mm-hmm. I couldn't do all my head flicks and stuff that I do. So I was like, how am I going to do this? Yeah, and there was one moment, guys, where I really was getting into character. There really was one moment where I actually felt like a heat inside me when I was singing. Like I actually felt like I was a chili pepper.
Wow.
I promise. It was amazing.
I've kind of had like a good girl thing for a long time. And with the pepper comes a lot of spice and hotness and energy.
You know, one thing though, I have to say I really didn't like, when I was wearing the mask, I did feel nervous.
Wow. That's the first time I heard that.
That was weird. I felt like a teenager.
Really?
Like my hands were shaking. Like, how do I hide my hands shaking, you know?
Oh, man, I actually thought that it's easier because no one can see us.
Oh.
So I'm like, if I mess up, it's the frog. It's not Natasha, it's the pepper that messed up. You know, they can't really see us.
I think it's just like trying something new. You know, it's kind of thrilling to feel that.
Agreed.
Yeah.
So now that we have you here, I figured, you know, I will understand some of these clues a little bit better because you can let us in, right? Some of the clues that were revealed, well, of course, bed in a field, which we know, last mm-hmm. name, but that was broken down. That was a gut one, Brian. Was that your idea coming up with that one?
Yes. Real in your face. Very subtle. Yeah. Very subtle clue.
So
there.
Subtle.
The tic-tac-toe board, of course, going viral on TikTok with your song Unwritten, which, I mean, just took off completely. Roller skates.
Roller skate is because I did a song with Linda Perry called Roller Skate.
I feel so not smart because as I'm breaking these clues down, like, these are so blatant in your face, and I'm always looking for the easy way out when it comes to these clues. And the fact that I couldn't get this, I just feel like I have no brain.
You're seeing them written down and it's a little bit easier. When they're flashing in a package, it's a whole other story.
Oh, you got to catch it.
The big clue, I think, was your celebrity bestie, Courtney Cox. I thought that would totally give it away.
That was a big clue.
Hi, Pepper. Congratulations on tonight. You're going to be so amazing, and I can't wait for everyone to see you. Have the best time. Do your thing.
And I think the Hollywood, the Chiliwood thing is because of Unwritten being...
Oh.
Yeah,
the theme for the hills.
Yes. Man, well, you know what time it is, Brian. It's time to go ahead and play some games. Let's go ahead and lighten things up here in the room. Let's go ahead and do this.
Okay, let's do it.
Caliente.
Caliente.
I'm working on my Spanish.
I'm about to experience the hotness.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, very hot, very hot. So let's go ahead and do it like this, because you spice things up all season. Now, all you need to do is answer each question honestly. Ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Jenny McCarthy eating a whole chili pepper live on stage. Hot or not?
Very hot. She's really hot. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, here we go.
She had to get some milk for it.
Ready for this one, Tasha? Here we go. Not being able to tell your fans you are on The Masked Singer. Hot or not?
Oh, so hot. Not hot. Lying to your fans? Not hot. Didn't like that.
Listen, it's tough. I mean, that's one of the things we always talk about when you do this show. You want to tell your fans, you want to tweet, you want to post on IG, like, hey, like, tune in to Fox, I'm on, and you just can't do it.
But what I love is that I have my own emoji, so I'm getting chili peppers all day in the comments.
Same with me, the frog emoji.
Well, you're definitely iconic, frog.
Brian is the real icon.
No,
Brian, you wear many hats, man. You're on this show, you're a producer, you know all the inside information.
How do we get Brian to give us some insider information, then? What should we do?
Oh, I can tell you. Just say pass, okay?
Okay, pass. I should say pause.
I didn't have to ask a question, Brian. Give us a clue. She just passed. I didn't have to ask the question.
Well, this one is dedicated to Pepper herself, Natasha Bedingfield. But I'm going to tell you something. Probably going to get fired for it, but I'm just going to say it. Bull is not an athlete. He is not a sports star.
Drop the mic.
Brian.
So mind blown, but it's a good guess. I'll give you another one about Skunk.
All right, hook us up.
She was attached to play Etta James in a movie, which is why she sang Etta James in this episode. Okay. And also, we will learn in the next episode that her biggest influence and a good friend of hers is none other than Whitney Houston. Well, that's some skunk knowledge for you.
She's a legend. Her voice is legendary. It truly is.
You are legendary, Pepper. Yes. You came through as the wild card. You shut it down. You had the stage on fire.
Thank you.
Also, I don't know if you know this, Bow Wow, but were you a last-minute addition, Pepper?
Oh, yeah. Very last minute. I had like 2 or 3 days.
Wow.
I had a whole vacation. Mm. I had to change everything.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Go, y'all, make some noise for Pepper for checking in
thank
one time.
Thank you. What an honor.
Thank
we love
thank you so much.
Thank you.
My next guest picked an epic night to stop by the show as a guest panelist. Man, his guesses and insights into the clues were almost as much fun as his reactions to tonight's huge moments, man. And we're so glad he's here with us right now. A creator, super mega producer, rapper. I'm talking about 7-time Grammy Award winning artist.
Wow.
Will.i.am is in the building.
Yeah.
We got a superstar in the building. Woo. We must treat him as such.
Will, what's going on, bro?
What up, bro? Good to be here with y'all.
Man, when you got the call to be a guest panelist on The Masked Singer, man, what was your first initial reaction? Because, you know, The Masked Singer is a wild show. It's different than anything else on TV, man. Just talk about that for a second.
So I've been trying to do TV in America for years. I've been on TV in the UK for, this is my 11th year. So wanting to be in America, man, I've been trying to be in America for a minute. Now, on Alter Ego, man, it's a dream come true. And Masked Singer, that's my homegirl.
Right.
Me and Nicole was like this.
Will.i.am, welcome to the Masked Singer. Come on.
I'm so proud of Nicole. Yeah. She's been on X Factor in America, X Factor in the UK. Now she like rocking it heavily on the Masked Singer. And my mama loves the Masked Singer. I don't think you get it. Like, my mom, when I told her I was going to be on TV right after The Masked Singer, she was like, what, you on after The Masked Singer? Now my mom's like, Willie, I love me some Alter Ego. My mom loves Alter Ego, bro. My little niece does. My cousins do. They love these shows. And so for me, it's just like, man. So I'm so happy.
You have the ear for music. You know when someone can sing. You know talent when you see it. The competitiveness is getting, it's up there now. Between Bull and Skunk, these are the ones that are bringing it each week from their group. I gotta ask you, only one can move on to the finals. Who do you feel is going to make it to the finals out of those two?
Skunk.
He said that one confidently.
Yeah, quick. That was fast.
If you get fixated on Bull's attire and the way Bull looks and the aesthetics of Bull, is like a complete package. I see why someone can be transfixed by the appearance and the detail of the costume. Right. That's awesome. I wouldn't be surprised if somebody from Europe or somebody, some young kid's gonna be like, yo, I'm about to be the Bull DJ. I'm gonna give me a Bull. You know, we got Marshmallow Head. You got freaking Dead Mouse. I'm about to be a Bull. I'm gonna be in Vegas with a Bull suit. They're gonna be like, yo, DJ, no Bull. I can see that because that costume is freaking awesome.
It is.
But Skunk, I don't know if that's Mary J. Blige. I don't know if that's Faith. Mary J. Blige or Faith Evans.
I agree with you. I thought the same way. I was like the Bull of my season. That was the dancing, the loud costume. I'm like, I got him. I was the first rapper to make it to the finals on the show. I said, I got him. Till that Candy Burns came up there and started that singing. And I said, you know what? But I'm not winning it. It's over. So I definitely agree. It always comes back down to that voice. And, you know, that was my pick, too, before you came on the show. I said, yo, it's tough because Bull's been coming out swinging every week. But there's something special about Skunk. And I think if she comes out next week and does like a crazy ballot and just really grabs America and just grabs the judges, it's over. Punch the ticket. She's going to the finals. That's what I think.
There's something, a beautiful haunting when she sings. And you can feel the pain. You can feel the joy. And there's only two singers that can transmit that emotion for today's generation. And that's Mary J. Blige and Faith Evans.
I know you're busy, man, but we're going to go ahead and have a little fun real quick. But we're going to go ahead and play this quick little game. Let's go ahead and do it like this. But let's go ahead and change the music up a little bit. Which celebrity panelist is your favorite?
Well, if I don't say Nicole, yes, Nicole.
There you go.
But who was I inspired by when I went on the show?
Uh-huh.
I was inspired by crazy-ass Ken. That dude is... I'm like, yo, man, I thought I was hyper, bro. Like,
he's out of his mind. He's
real freaking, like I had a bottle of syrup.
Yeah.
I'm like, this dude is crazy.
He's pounding those Coke Zeros.
Oh, my God.
It's crazy. He's crazy.
Who will win this season's Masked Singer?
Oh, Skunk.
Brian, I think so, too. I think it's going to go down between Banana Split and Skunk. Okay. I really do. That Skunk is something special.
It's good.
And I can just tell, like, she wants it. The song choices, the delivery, her voice, I can just hear it. A lot of passion behind that. Okay, true or false? Jenny McCarthy Wahlberg was once invited to the Kardashians' Halloween party, but when she arrived, she realized she was the only guest at the whole entire party. Is it true? Or is it false?
What, nobody was there? She the only one at the house?
She was the only one there.
I would say that's true because it's too random. Yeah, I think that's true.
Yeah, absolutely right. I was shocked too. She came on the show and told us.
She told us, yeah.
And I was like, what? Like, you went to a Kardashian party in Hollywood and you was the only one? And she's like, I was. It was the craziest experience ever. And I was like, you must have been late. You must have been moving on CP time. I don't know.
That's where she met Caitlyn Jenner.
Well, look, Will, I want to thank you. My brother, it's always a pleasure talking to you, man. And I know you're a busy man. I can't wait to see what else you got coming up. Big fan of you, know that. Been following you for a long, long time, my brother. And I got to say, God bless you.
Oh, you too, Bow Wow, like, for real. And like I said, I wanted to be irrelevant in America TV. And I'm so happy to be in America.
Nah, man, you already know, Will, man, for life, bro. Thank you so much, man. You inspire all of us, bro. And like I said, I can't wait to see what you coming out with next, because you always coming with something funky, fly, and you always on top of it. You know, big love going out to you, my brother, and I appreciate you, man, for checking
Thanks,
in
bro.
With us, man. The door is always open. Anytime you want to come through.
It's an honor.
Bye, bye, bye. Thank you, bro.
Always, man. My man, Will, I am on the check-in, man. That's what I'm talking about. That's all the time we have today. Thanks to Natasha Bedingfield, a.k.a. Pepper, for stopping by tonight's celebrity guest panel. As my boy, Will.i.am. You know, I always love chopping it up, you know, with our guests on the show, man. They really just light the room up full of energy. I want to thank both of them for spending time with us.
Full show, packed show, and we got another one next week. We got another semifinals. Elimination next week as well, so.
That's right.
It's going to be a good one.
We want to thank everybody. Thank you, and you, because each and every week you come back, you watch, you guess, and hey, sometimes there's a little stress involved with the guessing, okay? We understand you guys want to know everything right away, but that's the fun part of the show, is the fact that you have to wait and play the guessing game. And you guys know where to find us, man. Keep sending us those questions to IG and, of course, Twitter, at MassPod, and, of course, at MassSingerFox, using the hashtag AskMassSinger. That's right. That's a lot right there. Like a tongue twister. And be sure to check out MassVerse at MassVerse.com and sign up, man, for a digital wallet so you can start building your own Masked Singer NFT collection. NFT, that means money. That means digital money.
Yes.
Let's get rich. Can we all get rich, Brian?
I mean, it's about time. I mean, come on.
Man, we got to have the Brian NFT soon. We got to buy the Brian NFT. That's coming soon, all right? We're going to talk to Fox about Brian having his own NFT. So we got to talk to Craig about that, too.
I mean, no. I mean, they would sell like hotcakes. I mean, from my mom. Only my mom would care for a Brian NFT.
Brian, as soon as we tweet it out, they're sold out. I can tell you that. The official Masked Singer podcast is a production of iHeartRadio and Fox, executive produced by my family. Of course, I always say that because they're my family. KT Studios for more podcasts from iHeartRadio. Visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcast. Tune in to The Masked Singer each and every Wednesday on Fox. I am your boy, Bow Wow, a.k.a. The Frog. That is my man, Brian Strickland. See that? And I'm a rapper, Brian. I can make anything. Yes. Brian. I knew he was going to like that one. All right? Keep it locked. We will see you guys next week. We will have another hot show coming your way. This is the official Masked Singer podcast. And we are out of here. Brian, I'm going to beat the traffic. I am gone.
Wow.
Who is that?
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, come here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the back seat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's the Breakfast Club, the world's most dangerous morning show.
Hey!
Angela Yee is kind of like the big sister that always pokes you in the forehead.
Ooh!
That's not how it goes?
That's not how anything goes.
Yimby's really like a robot. One of the best DJs ever.
Believe that.
Charlamagne is the wild card.
And I'm about to give somebody the credit they deserve for being stupid.
I know, that's right.
What is wrong with you?
Listen to The Breakfast Club weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on 106.7 The Beat. Columbus's real hip-hop and R&B.